Welcome to episode 1374 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We live in an age of profound fragmentation. Families are scattered across continents. Aging parents live alone in care facilities, visited occasionally by busy adult children. Young people establish themselves far from their roots, severing ties with extended family and hometown. We celebrate independence and self-sufficiency as the highest virtues. You do you. Live your best life. Don't let anyone hold you back. These are the mantras of our age. And while there is something healthy in the capacity to make your own choices, something vital has been lost in our wholesale rejection of interdependence. We have confused autonomy with flourishing. We have mistaken detachment for freedom. The result is a civilization of isolated individuals, elders who are warehoused and forgotten, young people adrift without roots, families fractured, communities disintegrated. And despite having unprecedented material comfort and technological connection, we are experiencing epidemic levels of loneliness, anxiety, and despair. The fifth commandment speaks directly to this crisis. It calls us back to something radical in our age, the notion that we need each other, that we are fundamentally interdependent, that honoring those who came before us is not weakness, but wisdom. Our culture tells us a story about what it means to be successful and free. The story goes like this. You grow up, become independent, leave your family of origin, establish yourself in a distant city, make your own way. You do not need your parents, do not need your extended family. You certainly do not need your community. Success looks like breaking free from the constraints of family, like being unencumbered by obligations to others. This narrative is so pervasive, we rarely question it. We assume it is obviously true, measure ourselves against it, judge others by it. But it is a lie. A lie that contradicts basic human nature, that contradicts scripture, one producing immense human suffering. The fifth commandment contradicts this narrative at its root. Honor your father and mother. This is not a suggestion for people with good childhoods or functional families. This is a commandment, how humans are meant to live. The truth is this. You are not self-made, did not create yourself, did not survive infancy by your own strength, did not become who you are through individual effort alone. You were born, were dependent, were cared for, imperfectly, yes, but genuinely. Were shaped by the family and community into which you were born. You inherited language, culture, faith, trauma, strength, and pattern from those who came before. You are not a self-sufficient atom. You are part of a web of relationships, rooted in a lineage, shaped by a story that is not yours alone. This is not a limitation. This is the foundation of your humanity. What makes human life meaningful and rich? The fifth commandment calls us to acknowledge this reality, to honor those who came before because they are real people who shaped you, to understand that the trajectory of your life is not something you generated ex nihilo, but something that flows from a stream of relationships and choices that preceded you. One of the starkest ways this fragmentation manifests is in how we treat our elders. Our culture has largely abandoned aging parents. We place them in care facilities, visit them on holidays, if schedules permit. We outsource their care to paid workers, treat them as a problem to be managed rather than as elders to be honored. This would have been unthinkable in most cultures throughout most of history. The elderly were not a burden to be disposed of. They were treasures. They held wisdom, held memory, held the family story. But in our age of independence and autonomy, we have decided caring for aging parents is inconvenient. It disrupts our career, limits our mobility, requires sacrifice. So we have created systems to avoid that sacrifice. We have told ourselves stories about how professional care is better, how aging parents need independence, how family involvement is unhealthy, and we have outsourced the care. The result? Countless elderly people, isolated and lonely, warehoused in facilities, waiting for visits that come less and less frequently. This is not honor. This is contempt dressed up in language about autonomy. What would it look like to truly honor aging parents in our fragmented age? It might look like adult children making space in their own lives for their parents, not necessarily having them move in, though for some, that is right, but involving them, consulting them, learning from them, treating them as wise rather than burdensome. It might look like regular visits, not out of obligation, but out of genuine desire to be with someone you love, to hear their stories, to let them know they matter. It might look like including aging parents in family decisions. Their perspective is valuable. Their experience is relevant. They have seen patterns you have not yet seen. It might look like caring for their practical needs. If they cannot drive, you provide transportation. If they cannot manage finances, you help. If they need medical care, you coordinate it. Not as a burden, but as an expression of the same care they provided for you when you were dependent. It might look like protecting their dignity. When their minds begin to fail, when their bodies weaken, when they become vulnerable, you treat them with the same respect and gentleness they showed you in infancy. This is not easy. Aging parents can be difficult. They may have unresolved issues with you. They may have patterns of behavior that are hard to bear. You may have legitimate pain in your history with them. But honor is not contingent on them being easy or worthy, by your standards. Honor is a posture you choose. It is the refusal to reduce someone to a problem or a burden. It is the decision to see their full humanity even as their capacities diminish. On the other side of the spectrum, honoring the interdependence of generations means ensuring children have access to their grandparents. Grandparents offer something irreplaceable. They offer perspective that comes from having seen history. They offer patience that comes from having already raised their own children. They offer continuity. They are a living link to the child's past, to family story, to roots. Children who know their grandparents, who hear their stories, who experience their love and wisdom, grow up differently. They grow up rooted, grow up understanding they are part of something larger than themselves. But in our fragmented age, many children barely know their grandparents. Geography separates them. Busy schedules limit visits. Technology makes actual relationships seem less necessary. The cost is real. Children without grandparents are less rooted. They are more vulnerable to the cultural messages that tell them they are self-made atoms. They lack the intergenerational connection that creates stability. Honoring the fifth commandment means making space for this relationship. It means prioritizing time together, means creating opportunities for stories to be passed on. The fifth commandment is not just about individual family relationships. It is about the structure of communities that flourish. Communities that honor elders are communities where wisdom is preserved and transmitted, where the elderly are not isolated, but integrated into the life of the community, where their experience is valued. Communities that invest in children, that take seriously the formation of the next generation, are communities that have a future, where young people grow up knowing they are valued, where they learn from those who came before, where they understand themselves as part of a lineage. In contrast, communities that discard elders and neglect children are communities in decline. They are communities fragmenting from the inside out. The fifth commandment calls us toward a different vision. It calls us to build communities where aging parents are honored, included, and cared for with dignity, where young people are formed intentionally by elders, in which stories are passed down, in which wisdom is preserved and transmitted. Build communities where each generation understands itself as standing on the shoulders of those before and responsible to those coming after. The fifth commandment, in our fragmented age, is profoundly countercultural. It says, "You are not a self-made atom. You are part of a community, rooted in a lineage, interdependent. This is not weakness, not failure to achieve autonomy. This is the foundation of human flourishing. When we honor those who came before, when we invest in those who come after, when we build communities where generations are connected and intergenerational wisdom flows, we create something precious: stability, meaning, the conditions for genuine thriving, life to the full. The fragmented isolation of our age is producing loneliness and despair. The alternative, communities rooted in honor across generations, produces belonging and hope. Father, help us treat aging parents with dignity and care. Help us invest in the formation of young people, passing on our wisdom and our stories. Help us live the fifth commandment as the foundation of a society that truly flourishes. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.